I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There's truly no better way to spend time with your children than teaching them how to fish. In a moment, we're going to talk about getting them started toward a lifetime of angling enjoyment right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. It's highly likely that all of us who enjoy fishing were introduced to that activity at an early age. Of course, most of us that enjoy fishing today didn't have nearly the number of distractions when we were youngsters that exist today. DNR fisheries biologist Mark Scott says getting today's youth to a riverbank is an important task for everybody who enjoys wetting a line.
You should teach them respect and love of the outdoors, which means they're going to be a stakeholder and they're going to take care of our environment. Secondly, keeps them physically fit, out running around. You know, we all play video games from time to time, but you know, it's a whole lot better when you're outside running around up and down the rocks and catching fish than it is sitting and playing it on a video game.
Unfortunately, fewer and fewer children fish today than two or three decades ago for a myriad of reasons.
You know, we have a kids fishing derby down this way every year, and there's lots of kids that come out that have never fished. There's lots of single parent households, and and you think with all the modern conveniences that we'd all have just tons of free time, but it seems like we have less free time than we ever did. So you really have to take make a concerted effort to go and do something like fishing, and a lot of people just don't.
And Scott says it doesn't take a lot of money or anything fancy to make that concerted effort.
It's easy. Basically, you know, the way I started out was a rod with a Zebco 33. You know, your little push-button spin cast reels. Easy to teach them to cast. Go somewhere, take your kids where they can catch a fish the first few times. You know, don't take them bass fishing on a bass boat and fuss when they get bored. You know, take them bluegill fishing early in the spring when the bluegills, you know, this time of year, May, June, when the bluegills are spawning.
And once you're there, don't worry if they lose interest and want to do something else. Remember, everything in the outdoors is an adventure.
One of my earliest memories is throwing rocks in the Greenbrier River while my dad fished. But he never fussed at me or anything because I was having fun. As long as you're having fun, that's what matters, you know. So eventually I started catching fish, and then I went from rock throwing to catching fish, you know. But there's lots of things that kids can do in the outdoors. Let them play in the water. Let them turn rocks over, throw rocks, whatever. And they'll eventually come around, and you know, when they catch those fish, they eventually start fishing a little bit harder each time. And before you know it, they're your fishing buddy, and that's all they want to do is fish.
Yeah, teaching children to fish, a duty we all have to pass on the enjoyment of angling, which can last for a lifetime. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.